long a time.
Hello again.
How are you?
I'm actually doing very, very well. How are you?
Awful. Never been worse.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Everything is crumbling. No, it's fine. I won't get into it.
Can I do anything?
You could let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
What's this?
Your worst nightmare.
The series finale of Selling Sunset?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It is.
Does that mean it's the series finale of Smelling Sunset?
It does mean that as well.
With me, your host, Kira, and you, our other host, Kieran.
You, our host, Kira, and me, your co-host, Kieran.
We are so good at this.
We are.
How is this not sponsored? Someone do a sponsy.
Please, we'll take anything.
Please.
And here we are, season finale of Selling Sunset, season 6, episode 11. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Bro, it's not worth it.
That's what Davina said when she saw the waves. It looked hella tight, but the crosswinds weren't helping.
There was one of those flags up on the beach that says, don't you fucking dare get in there.
It's not worth it, bro.
Bro, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
What about Nicole when she was offered a drug?
It's not worth it.
It was really good.
So we open up, we get a little montage of the city of Los Angeles.
The montages were longer in this episode because they'd less time to fill.
Very long montages, and there's a billboard over the Oppenheimer Group for Vampire Academy.
Jesus Christ, how long ago was that? Oh no, I'm thinking of Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, what the fuck is Vampire Academy?
Instead of an umbrella, they use a vampire to protect themselves from the rain.
Makes sense, because vampires can't go out in the sun, and when it's raining, it's not sunny.
Sometimes it is.
Oh my God, you're right. Mary and Jason are in the office together, and Mary's dressed like a bag my mom has.
Great. I wrote down fab suit. It was really nice. You know what I noticed on the final episode? You know the logo for the Oppenheim Group? It looks really like one of the symbols they showed the aliens in Arrival.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They knew.
She was gonna die all along, but she still had the kid. Spoiler.
Mary was gonna be fine with non-dairy creamer for once.
She's so brave.
She
if we
really
can take
is.
if we hear it smelling sunset, can take a minute and say, Mary, you were so brave to have non-dairy creamer.
Actually, that's not what happened. She wanted non-dairy creamer, and Jason was like, we have almond milk, which is a non-dairy creamer, and she's like, it's fine for once. This is the sort of shit we had to spend time on this episode.
Because fuck all else happened.
They're finally in the office together having a debrief, and it seems like Mary's on the verge of tears the whole time.
Mary's had a tough time this series, and I think it all stems from the fact that she should never have been a manager.
No.
Because she's not good at it, and not everyone's a manager. Me, wouldn't want to be.
Me? I manage a team of 17.
Do you?
No.
I believe that. Because you managed, you're acting there.
They're saying Nicole is ready to let things go, and Chriselle needs to do that too. In what world is Nicole ready to let things go?
And also, she has less to let go of. Chriselle is holding on to a lot for good reason, because Nicole is very shitty to her.
Yeah, it was a weird, like, it felt out of left field.
It was a terrible take on a terrible scene in a terrible series.
And a terrible episode.
Yeah, shite.
Anyway, moving on.
Weak fucking intro for your finale, fellas and ladies. And ladies.
We get another montage and we get to see Davina. Well, I assume it's Davina because someone's surfing.
You got me. I was like, was it the dog looking out of the car window? Because that's mean. She was like, don't forget me, bro.
Surf's up.
We're definitely not seeing her next series, I don't think. She had nothing this. Like, what the? Do they not listen to this fan cast?
They really should be.
God, it's nothing without her.
Chelsea and Emma are walking somewhere by a beach and decide they're going to have a race.
Now, here's the thing. When someone says, we should have a race, they're always going to win. That's why they've challenged you. It's like when someone's like, let's play darts. They're good at it.
Yeah. And Chelsea, well, we should have known Chelsea was going to win because Chelsea asks Emma if she's fast and Emma says, I don't know.
You would know. Let me tell you, as someone who is incredibly fast, you would know.
You know. Chelsea fucking destroys her.
Absolutely. She ate.
Sis.
She's like, kiss my dust.
No crumbs.
Like, she did that mocking thing that Usain Bolt sometimes does, which is where he slows down at the finish line and turns around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very stupid. And then Emma was like, the winner gets no boo. And it's true, they got no boo. From the crowd, it was all cheers. Remember when I said to you, I've just written the worst joke of my life. That was clearly it.
You've written worse.
Oh. Oh. Oh, heavens.
Anyway, this is a very important scene. Why does it keep going on?
Oh, fuck me. Do you know what, though? I had more to work with in that scene than anything else.
Chelsea is like, Emma, you're so much fun. I mean, it's true.
We think that, but it sounded fake as hell. You are so much fun.
It sounded like something, like Chelsea sounded like a precocious orphan in an English musical from 1950.
Oh, you are so much fun. Please, may I have some more?
Chelsea says Heather feels she's being judgmental about Bree's life, but she is.
I still fail to side with Chelsea and any point of view she has on the Bree situation. Simply mind your business.
Agreed completely. Like, Chelsea at the 11th hour being like, oh, I came from a divided home and that's why I feel this way about Bree's circumstances, even though they're different from my own. And one might think that I might have some empathy for the situation, but instead I'm being a bitch.
That was a great line. Yeah, she's... You can feel... Here's a secret. You can feel any way about anything. Just keep it to yourself.
Very true.
Just don't worry about it.
And like... You can feel this way about... Yeah.
You can...
I'm just going to say exactly what you just said, but I'm not going to.
Like, I'm feeling like carrots are disgusting and I don't understand why the rest of the world likes them. And sometimes I vocalize it, but ultimately I know I'm never going to change anyone's mind.
Yeah, and you're not going around saying the fact that you eat carrots makes me as a Christian woman feel uncomfortable.
Carrots killed my mother.
Well, that I would understand. Anyway, Chelsea's weird mommy issues are not Bree's problem.
Oh, great. Yeah, correct. Using that for the teaser. That's great. Yeah. She needs to just compartmentalize whatever happened to her and what's happening now. Nothing to do with you. No. You are not... let me tell you, Sunshine, you are not on Bree's mind ever.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Probably not. There is a moment where we go to the interview chair and Chelsea is wearing a dress that looks like the bottom of a pool from a childhood holiday. What was that? It was just like blue tiles.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think... Is she Stretch Armstrong? Because she's reaching.
She is... We're spending so long trying to give Chelsea a chance to explain herself, but like she could just be fucking cool.
That scene was like 8 minutes long and I never got her point of view once.
No.
Like, sorry, we all heard it. I didn't see it.
No, not at all. We'll move on.
Let's move on.
Mary and some people are at the penthouse.
The panty. Oh.
It's coming together.
Yeah. There's a really awkward scene where they were like, there was a window cleaner. One of these like aerial window cleaners who looks like Pink at a concert and he's swinging across. They're like, he's always there. And he gives this cringe little wave.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
And sings, get the party started.
But it's true. It's through the glass. It's like.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Sorry, just wiping a window here. Emma and Bree arrive. I mean, the place does look beautiful. It took me far too long to realize the fourth woman in this scene was Nicole. I was like, what is this random other woman doing here?
No one looked like themselves. Did they do like a photo shoot or something before? Because everyone was done up to the tens. Like,
Mary was wearing Bree's makeup.
And Nicole was wearing Chriselle's makeup. Yeah.
It was very strange.
But they looked great.
They did look there. They looked great. Bree and Heather are talking about the beef with Chelsea again.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much discussion of beef. All I want is my dinner.
I'm fucking starving.
The outdoor of that penthouse is divine.
The whole place is, like, it does look gorgeous.
It's really
We do
nice.
Know from the real world that apparently the area is really bad or something, and, like, they're not going to sell it for the price they want to.
They wanted, was it, like, 7.495 million?
Million.
That's too many. Mary was dressed like a school principal on showcase night. You know, like, a little smarter than usual, but still very much principal.
Might be a hot dad there.
Let me tell you about your boy.
Anything else to say about the penthouse?
Heather and Bree were talking about something and then Heather said, I mean, come on, we're not in middle school. And ironically, she said that in the primary.
Yeah.
I also had something to say about the window cleaner that's maybe a bit dark, but go with me on this.
Okay.
When the window cleaner gave a big wave, he actually missed a little bit of the glass. And then when he descended to ground level, he was actually shot at point blank range.
By Jason?
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me given how fucking anal he was when he arrived
You're
later
in the episode. Fuck up my sail! Pew, pew. Who loves a Cheerio here?
I don't know. Where was Romaine? He deserved to be there on his big night.
He did, because there was that other weird man that was there, the weird gay man who was like, hi, it's me, Romaine! Who was there and then left, and he was with Nicole, who I thought was just some random woman.
And in many ways, she is.
In many ways, she is just some random woman. Anyway, let's get to a nice part of the episode, Chriselle and G.
Oh, yeah, that was cute. Mm. They opened almost the bad champagne, but then the good champagne.
Thank God, I was so worried.
The Veuve Clicquot.
Ooh. Cheers.
That is good, isn't it?
It's really good.
And then she dropped something in the bottle.
That was very good.
Thank you.
None of these things are actually here. This is all Kira.
Oh, that's just me being a Foley artist.
But Chriselle has a neon sign in her house.
I wrote that down because we spoke about it in the last episode. Yeah. And what does hers say? Welcome. What would encapsulate how kooky she is?
Welcome to the madhouse.
And her dog's just there being very unmad, actually.
The dog is just there being clapped.
Yeah. They're cute. They were teasing the fact that Chriselle should go on tour with G.
Mm.
G kept calling everything cheeky.
Yeah, they were like, come on a cheeky tour with me. Have a cheeky glass of Veuve. We'll have a cheeky sit down in this seat. We'll listen to the cheeky girls.
Sell a couple of cheeky houses. Everything was cheeky. Wait until they go to Nando's. My God.
Anyway, that was all kind of... It was just sort of a setup that Chriselle might go with G.
It was such a blatant setup, though. It was like, we need some sort of a variable for the next series. And it was like, maybe Chriselle will go on holidays.
And what's probably going to happen is she'll go on holidays between the seasons.
Yeah.
Or come take, back like, and be like, I'm back.
Take 2 weeks off. And then be like, where's Chriselle? It's like, oh no, we have the same amount of sales with and without her. Sell a house.
You arrive at an event.
Yeah.
It's the opening of the penthouse, I believe.
It was. Mary and Jason coordinating outfits. And yeah. They're like, oh my God.
They arrived at the red carpet and then Jason and Mary were also wearing the red carpet in a tight fist. One of them in a tight fitting circumcised turtleneck and one in a form fitting gown with built in gloves.
I thought you were setting it up like one in a gown. The other is Mary.
No, he was wearing a tight-fitting circumcised turtleneck.
He certainly was. He looked a bit like a turtleneck. And
he did.
It
was very tight.
It was, but like, these people work out. They've things they to do. Show off.
And Jason has raised the price.
Yeah, too much money. Sorry. Nicole was confused by the square footage of the house because she usually measures things in grams. I can't say that.
Yeah, you already did.
Allegedly. Oh my God. I don't mean that. It's just a good joke.
She just doesn't know how units of measurement work. And neither do I.
She's like, that's a really nice mirror. Allegedly.
Anyway, a bunch of other people arrive, like Lisa and Austin.
And someone called Alexandra Jarvis. Are we supposed to fucking know who that
Why does she get a first name, last name? Everyone else is like, Lisa.
Kayla.
Frank.
Brandy.
Paulette.
Paulette. Luther Vandross.
That's two names.
Sorry. Alexandra Jarvis.
She's the only one ahead of two names.
Who's Alexandra Jarvis?
Alexandra Jarvis, your personal detective of Jason.
She blows smoke in the fucking camera.
Where are you on the night of the Palm Springs?
Mr. Jason, there's someone on the phone. It's Alexandra Jarvis.
Hello.
Who the fuck is Alexandra Jarvis?
And we will never look it up to find out.
No. None of our business.
No. Amanda and Chelsea arrive, both looking nautical.
Great, yeah.
They both look great.
Yeah. I have feelings on what Brie looked like.
Please tell me them.
A partially shredded ransom note. It's horrible.
Except the ransom just said Balenciaga.
Yeah. I have your Balenciaga.
No. Bring us five Balenciagas and we'll bring you back your Balenciaga.
No.
Emma and Chriselle arrive together and Emma is serving underboob.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
Why not?
Enough for the whole family.
It's the penthouse. You're showing the top. You might as well show a little bottom.
That was brilliant.
You know what kills me this series?
No.
Jeff has had more screen time than Davina. Just let that settle.
I fucking hate Jeff.
I hate his rimless glasses so much.
You know he uses Pantene Pro-V.
Oh. What was that sound? Ooh.
Keeping it.
Anyway, that's my main issue. Tattooed Mary was there.
We see Tattooed Mary for all of half a millisecond.
Half a second.
I thought she dated Jason.
I thought she was long gone in the sequence of who she was dating. But she's still with Brett.
I mean, maybe they're not still together. We do know from these twins that they keep their ex-girlfriends around and give them jobs.
She's starting next month. Hey guys.
Another Mary. Every and Heather arrived together. That rhymed.
Nice.
They get a shot of Chelsea's eyes darting when they arrive, like just this really clean shot of just Chelsea looking shifty back and forth.
She looks at Jeff and you see his eyes crisp as the day is night because he doesn't have fucking rims on his fucking glasses.
Maybe that's why she's like, darling, I need you to not wear rims in your glasses so I can dart my eyes at you and make sure I know you're looking back at me without some rims in the way.
I hate rimming. Heather goes up to Chelsea and some random gal to interrupt their conversation, and she's like, could I speak with her? And the girl's like, will it move the plot forward? Absolutely.
That's our Paulette. She's always good for moving the plot forward. They call her Plot Paulette.
I need to go speak with Alexandra Jarvis anyway. Who is she?
Why do they always have to talk at these events? But also, I guess that is the show.
I know, but it's like, it's the cycle is just, hey, do you want to come ruin an event with actual clients there? Come on.
Let's have a fight. Throw hands at a pregnant woman. Why not?
Heather's putting the pregnant card really, really well. Whenever she doesn't want to do something, she's like, I have to go, I'm pregnant.
And she has every right.
She does. There's two of her now.
That's how pregnancy works. She just makes another Heather, another Heather, because it's like, hi.
I love love.
She does. Also, why do they have to bring Brie over? Heather's like, I'll go talk to her and you come afterwards. It's like, why don't you just, why doesn't Brie just not talk to her?
Because then it's 2-on-1 and it's going to escalate. Yeah. Like, who cares?
So they chat away. Heather's like, blah. And Chelsea's like, blah.
Yeah. I wrote, who cares? She told someone what Chelsea said. Own your shitty opinions. It's on TV. She gonna find out.
That's very true.
Like, why is she annoyed that she found out 6 months before it'll be on Netflix? Like,
yeah, ridiculous.
Who fucking cares?
But also, that's the show.
Grow up.
Brie does a funny thing where when Brie walks over, Chelsea's like, speak of the devil. And Brie's like, I've arrived. Did you summon me? Which is great.
Great.
Also, the argument is just never ending.
This has gone on for 11 episodes. Brie has an open relationship. Chelsea doesn't like that. Cool.
Move on.
Jinx. And that's the end of the podcast. No, Kira.
Thank you. I need to talk for this podcast to actually work.
Fine.
So Brie and Chelsea are left together, and Brie is like, you don't have to know my relationship because I go home to him and you do not. And then Chelsea like makes this awkward eye movement like, you sure?
It's actually quite funny. Not me, I love my Jeff.
Could be another Nick Cannon baby coming.
New baby mom.
But and also Cannon. Chelsea got told.
Mm-hmm. Like, end it. Just end it or end my life. I don't care. I'm so sick of it. Then Chriselle and Mary have a chat to hash over some more old beef. It was boring. It was dry. Chriselle talks about not being hungry for the job or something.
What? I mean, that's why all this beef is not going away, because Chriselle's not hungry.
Someone needs to eat. These girls are starving.
Chriselle mentions that the price is too high, which is like, to be fair, Mary earlier was like, the price is too high. And now she's like, no, it's not. Yeah, when you say it.
The price is too high. I'm not paying it.
It's also funny because Mary, like, I think is technically Chriselle's boss.
Mm.
And she's like, we all need to help with this. And then Chriselle's like, okay, but I'm not going to help with this.
No, thank you.
I'd actually prefer not to.
In the morning meeting, it's like, we're all doing this. And Chriselle's like, no.
I'm not. I'm going to do something else.
I'm going to do my own thing for the day. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. Mary's sad because she feels like she's being a team player, but also like, don't expect everyone to give as much as you give when you're doing the fucking most.
Yeah, and you're also,
for nothing.
The issue is Mary took a promotion and never got a pay rise, so maybe she's sour about all that. Go back in time and ask for one.
Yeah, it's easy.
So yeah, my feeling was, could this all have happened in a coffee shop as opposed to at that? And then I remembered it's reality TV and they were told to.
Yeah, 100%. And Mary monologues to Chriselle about how things are going badly, and like,
in
maybe, yeah, stop giving so much of your life to your job. And also, it feels like this monologue that Mary's giving Chriselle is just giving Chriselle the final reason to be like, oh, I'm going to not be you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with my hot partner in Australia.
Yeah. Why would you be that bed into your job? Because if Chriselle wants to like move up in that job, it's to become manager adjacent, which is what Mary is. That looks like shit.
Yeah, she's like, wow, it's no really thanks. Not worth it, because you don't have your life as together as you would like to. Your job is driving you insane, and I mean, you look fabulous, but
they all look incredible. At least they have that to fucking keep
to fall
going.
Back on,
same as us.
Mary tells her to go be with G.
Yeah, like, are they teeing us up that she might leave? Okay, cool, we already had that teed up like
a couple times.
The second teeing up, two cups of tea.
Two cups of tea with G. We get a little short snippet of next season. Because that's where it ends. Also, sorry, I meant to say, Chriselle, when she leaves, we see it earlier, but we see it again, like the hallway leading into this beautiful apartment, penthouse, whatever. It looks like student accommodation in like the corridor.
Yeah.
Like they could have judged that up a little
bit. There's a big fat evacuation plan sticker on the wall beside the lift.
Yeah.
I would have edited that out.
Yeah, go on.
7.495 mil to know how to evacuate in the event of a fire. No thanks. I'll burn with it.
You know what you class up an evacuation poster like that? There's two little velvet curtains on either side that are like pulled back.
In the event of an evacuation.
Yeah.
And they'll burn beautifully with the flames.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, a little snippet of next season.
Yeah, I mean, they jazz it up, but like, is there enough action in that to hold 10 episodes? Who knows?
I guess we'll find out.
Emma had a great line. What was it? Something like, she's as real as the meat in my empanadas.
Yes!
She's as fake as the meat. She's as fake as the meat in my empanadas.
I think she actually said real, because she's like implying she's not real.
It was so funny. That'll be the line of the series anyway.
Well, I'm very excited for that one line of the next season.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, we've had fun.
We've had fun. It's been a dry series. We are missing Christine significantly.
Yeah, and
she brought something.
Davina, please.
If anyone has any influence among a community, please bring back Davina for anything.
Put her on the side of a milk carton that says missing.
Yeah.
Because we're missing her.
We're missing you. Every single day.
Yeah.
Every time I pray.
I don't think we're allowed to do this.
No, copyright. Copyright infringement. Anyway.
We're under arrest. We've had fun. Hope you've had fun.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on this ridiculous journey once again.
It's been so stupid and it's lasted for so long and I can't believe you're still here, whoever you are.
Whoever you are. And if you're waiting for the next series, go back and listen to the other ones.
Yeah, go on.
We've done a few.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we're grinding away here.
We are. And for nothing.
For nothing. Give us
love
a little...
for you.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you lots.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, little rate.
Little subscribey.
Little review.
These days.
Send us a message on Threads. I don't have Threads.
Thread me. Thread us like a needle.
Please. Okay. Love you lots.
Love you. Bye.
See you next time.